Judd, don't forget anything, man.
Let's see, toothbrush, deodorant, chewing gum from the airplane. Yeah, Ryan, because it's not like they have stores in Israel.
How long is the flight?
It's longer than London, even though I didn't quite finish that one. Hopefully we can get some shut-eye on the way over.
I don't think Bruce sleeps anymore.
Maybe I'll get some shut-eye. Between the underground and finals, I feel like I haven't had a break in months.
You mean Bruce at the airport?
No, John and I are going to pick him up after we drop you guys off at Mark's.
I don't think she's going to call.
Who?
Vicky. I mean, we haven't heard from her in over a week.
I know. All right, let's get out of here. I got a flight to catch.
Kids Left Behind. Episode 21, Dead Girl Walkin'.
Vicky?
Yeah, I'm Vicky. Are you Haya?
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to actually meet you, too. Especially since, according to your parents, you're dead.
You're living with them now?
Yeah, it seems they're my foster parents.
Unbelievable. So, how'd you sneak away from them today?
I asked your mom if I could come down here and play tennis. Hope you don't mind if I use your racket.
I thought it looked familiar.
Recognize the sweats?
Wow, are they calling you Haya yet?
Not yet.
So, what did you want to see me about?
Okay, well, first, I have to confess, I read your journal. It was kind of like your mom wanted me to or something.
My journal? How would my journal have gotten to their house? I haven't lived there for a long time.
I don't know. It was just sitting in your old desk.
That's weird. Anyway.
So, I read about Tom.
Did you?
Hi, what happened that night? The night of the disappearances?
Okay, wait. Before we go racing off here, I need to ask you a question.
Fair enough.
The disappearances. What happened?
My take?
Yep.
I think Jesus came to take his followers to heaven.
Then why aren't you gone?
I wasn't a true follower.
How about now?
I guess I'm now what you would call a Jesus jerk.
Yeah? Well, maybe not anymore.
Really? Well, what happened that night?
Haya, I don't know what else I can tell you. I've answered your questions, I've showed you what the Bible has to say about Jesus. I just wish you'd accept him.
Tom, I know everything you told me is right.
Then why are you hesitating?
Come on, you know why I'm hesitating.
Your parents?
Yeah, my parents. Tom, we're Jewish. My family has been active in our temple for years. Becoming a Christian is like slamming the door on my entire family.
I don't see it that way.
Well, of course you don't. You're Hoyam.
I may be a Gentile, but I believe we worship the same God. Your Yahweh is my Jesus.
You know, there are people in this world that would kill you for saying that.
Are you one of those people?
No.
That's a relief. Haya, you are so close. Don't let this slip away. It's way too important.
You don't get it, Tom. My parents would disown me.
Is that worse?
Tom? Tom? Tom! It was like a movie. You know how you pull back and the farther out you get, the more mayhem you see? I'm standing there talking to him, and suddenly his clothes and his backpack are lying on the ground. So I start looking around. And the more I look, the weirder it gets. People are freaking out all over the place.
Wow. At least I slept through it. So did you know what happened?
No way. I mean, Tom had said Jesus was coming back and all, but he hadn't gotten into the details. I started reading Tom's Bible and some of the other stuff he'd given me.
Yeah, cool.
I found the verse in Romans 10 that says, if you confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. And then it says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It was like this moment of clarity. I just begged God to save me, and he did.
That's very cool. And I'm guessing things got a little crazy when you told your parents, huh?
Just a little. My mother starts wailing. My dad just yells. As the door slams behind him, I hear him say, I have no daughter.
Unreal.
So I take it you're a believer now.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how that's gonna play in my mom's kosher home.
Well, you can ask her, since she just pulled up.
What? Hey, Mom! Yep, could have predicted that.
So, who do you think she's more ticked at, you or me?
Oh, probably running neck and neck. Come on, I'll drive you home.
Oh, can I ask you a favor?
What?
Your parents are probably gonna cart me off to NDC anyway. If you don't mind, I got some friends I'd like to see first.
Fine by me.
Any idea what's up with the traffic, John?
It looks like there's an accident up ahead.
Judd, what time you got, huh?
It's a little after 2. We still got plenty of time.
The flight doesn't leave until 5.
I know. I just have a weird feeling about this trip.
Do you see this friend of yours anywhere?
No. Usually Judd comes out that door right there, but I don't even see his car.
Well, what about the other two guys? John and...
Mark? Yeah, I don't see them either. I hope they didn't get busted or nothing.
Well, somebody recognizes you.
Oh, no. That's Shelly.
Vicky? What are you doing here? I can't believe it.
Hey, Shelly. How's it going?
Good. I'm so glad to see you. Did you get my message?
I haven't gotten any messages, Shell. I've been out of touch. Shelly, this is my friend Haya. Haya, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
Are you with that foster family now?
How do you know about that?
A friend told me. Oh, hold on. Wait right here. You're not gonna believe this. I'll be right back.
What is her deal?
I don't know. I'm not even sure I can trust her. Her mom is the one that got me busted in the first place.
She's right over here. You gotta talk to him, Vicky. You're not gonna believe this.
Great, here we go again.
Vicky Byrne?
Thanks, Shelly. Let's go.
What's going on, Vicky?
That's Handelsman. He's one of the people that put
Vicky,
me in Northside.
What are you doing here?
Not even here, cuz you never even saw me.
The car's over there.
Come on, yeah. Oh, no.
Well, well, well. If I'm not mistaken, you're supposed to be in Northside Detention Center.
What are you doing on my car?
Well, if it isn't my favorite principal.
I'm so honored you remember me, Vicky. Now.
Ow, let go of me!
If you'll come with me, I've got some questions for you.
Where are you taking her?
All right, young lady, I'm tired of all this fooling around. I want to know where he is.
Where who is?
Judd Thompson.
Judd? How would I know?
Quit playing games with me. We know you helped him with that little newspaper caper.
I have no idea
where he is.
I've been at a foster home all week. How would I know anything about that paper?
I have proof.
What proof do you have?
Well, Coach, what a surprise that you would show up right about now.
What exactly is going on here?
Perhaps Coach Handelsman can tell us where Judd Thompson is.
No, I can't.
No, of course you can't. Fortunately, we already have the proof we need, so I've asked Harold Pembroke to join us.
Superintendent Pembroke?
That's right, Coach. What's the matter? That make you nervous?
Why would that make him
nervous? I'm sure you know.
Trust me, I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Oh, man. Looks like this traffic is jammed up forever.
The airport's not that much further. Just in case, though, Judd, we'd better consolidate our luggage, okay?
Consolidate? Why?
Just to be on the safe side. We'd better go right to the gate. Won't have time to check anything.
Well, how much can we carry on?
One bag each. Take no more than we can run with.
Okay.
Greg, listen to me. I'm only going to ask you one more time. Where is that Thompson boy?
Look, Superintendent, I already told you I don't know.
Then why am I having such a hard time believing you?
Sergeant Weems from the NDC is on her way over to pick up Vicky.
Oh, great.
All right, hold on. If you want the whole picture, she stays right where she's at.
Coach Handelsman, I get the feeling you have a story for us.
I'm kind of looking forward to hearing this myself.
Well, Coach, the floor is yours.
Okay, first, You need to let Vicky go. She's not involved.
We're going to need more than that.
The underground is all my doing, every bit of it.
Excuse me?
I'm responsible, okay? I'm ready to deal with whatever consequences you got.
I wondered... You?
That's right.
Are you telling me that you shipped an innocent girl to a pit like Northside to cover for your shenanigans?
I'm not saying I'm proud of it. I'm just saying I did it.
And I can't even guess here. Your motivation for this would be what?
I'm a born-again Christian, and I want to reach as many kids as possible in the time we've got left.
You don't say.
That's it. That's the whole story.
You don't say.
Principal Janice. Yeah? Really? Very good. Oh, well, thank you very much. I'll take it from here. It would seem that Judd Thompson is on the run.
What?
What, he didn't tell you?
Tell me what?
That he was going to Israel. El Al, flight 1013, due to leave in 11 minutes.
Get El Al on the phone. I want to talk to the gate.
There's a directory in my secretary's office. We can call from there.
This is why they tell you to be 2 hours early for international flights.
Yeah, we'll have to try that next time.
Good call on the luggage, though. Man, we would have never made it otherwise.
Sure. Welcome to El Al. You must be 42B and 42C.
Actually, we only let our friends call us that.
Perhaps you'd like me to call you late and later.
No, just don't call us late for dinner. Sorry about the close call.
Another minute and you'd be swimming to Israel.
Just my luck, too.
You can stow your bags up here because we need you to take your seats right away.
Yeah.
We're ready to push back from the gate.
Very nice performance, Coach. You've totally convinced me.
I know you got no reason to trust me.
So, is this you and Janice in your own little version of good cop, bad cop?
I'm telling it like it is.
Give me a break. You had it out for us from the very start. You snagged John and Mark's Bibles.
Publicly. Then privately, I gave them back.
You got me tossed into NDC.
And out of the hundreds of girls there, who got moved to a foster home a short time later?
You're telling me you had something to do with that?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. I saw you chewing out Bruce Barnes.
Bruce and I are friends. I've been keeping him up to speed on what's going on in the school. Call and ask him.
Well, then why
in the... That night you came to see him, I saw you first. You find me all buddy-buddy and my cover's blown.
Wow. You mean... This is unbelievable.
But it's true.
So... What's the big bruise on your head? That part of the story, too?
As a matter of fact, Judd's little friend pasted me with a golf club.
Who, Ryan?
I tried to get into Thompson's house to delete his computer files.
Wait, you were going to destroy his files?
I was going to save them on a zip disk, but delete them from the hard drive. Cut down on ways to connect them to the underground.
So, what you're saying is they still don't have any solid proof that Judd made the underground?
Not really.
And if he's on his way to Israel...
I'm assuming they make it.
Then somebody needs to get to his house and ditch his files before Janice can get to him.
Yeah, I'm working on that one.
Thompson is gone. His plane left a few minutes ago.
What a disappointment.
And Mr. Handelsman, I'm suspending you without pay. Clean out your office. Your hearing will be next week.
Whatever you say.
Now that that's all cleared up, I'll just be on my way.
Not so fast, young lady. You're on your way back to Northside.
For what? I didn't do anything.
You ran away from your foster family.
I was with my foster sister when you grabbed me. You've got nothing, and I've got a growing case for false arrest.
Can we reach the judge at this hour?
I don't see the need, but if you insist...
I think it would be prudent to double check.
I gotta get out of here.
If I get this window open, you think you can squeeze through?
Probably. I haven't eaten much in the last couple weeks.
Okay, now slide through. I'll hang on to your arms. Okay. Hang on, hang on.
Okay, let go. I can drop to the ground from here.
What's going on here?
Where's Vicky?
Vicky who?
Vicky Byrne.
Oh, she got hungry, went to get a pizza.
Handelsman, I don't think you have any concept of what you've just done.
Actually, I think I do.
Vicky! Hiya!
Get in the car!
I figured you'd be long gone.
Hey, your family in a number of ways.
Oh, you gotta get me to the church.
One church coming up. Hang on!
Loretta!
Vicky, well, bless me. I thought you were in some home somewhere.
I was. Long story. I'll tell you later. Is Bruce here?
Why, no. He and Judd left for Israel today.
Bruce went too?
Afraid so.
Oh, I could really use his help right now.
Tell me about it. I have piles of cassettes that he wants me to transcribe for him.
When will they be back?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? Oh, man. Sorry, Loretta. I gotta go.
I'll keep praying for you.
Do that. Judd's house is next driveway on the right.
Nice place. It doesn't look like anyone's home.
Yeah, I'm guessing that Lionel and Ryan are staying at Mark's.
You have a key?
Do, but not with me. Sort of left in a hurry.
Well, how are you gonna get in?
Hope for an unlocked door. And if that don't work, break a window.
What do you want me to do?
Actually, Haya, I'm thinking I should probably do this myself.
Why?
Well, they're gonna be looking for me. Figure they show up here, probably already on their way. I just don't want you getting sucked up into this mess.
Whatever you say. How are we gonna hook up again?
Hey, I found you before, didn't I?
Well, what if I wanna find you?
Hey, that's sweet. Use the church. If I'm alive, I'll be checking in there.
Nice way to put it. You're sure you don't want any help?
Doesn't matter what I want. I just think you better split.
Okay, be careful.
You too. Oh, so much for leaving a door open. Looks like it's time to break some glass. This rock gotta do. Good. Now, unlock. Easier than it should have been. Now, computer. Good, looks like they took the laptop. That leaves the big one. Oh, man. Let's see how quickly I can dump these files onto disk. Oh, come on.
Hold it right there!
Oh, now what?
Get your hands up!
No!
Get them up!
I can't believe you know your way around Jerusalem so well, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, too.
When was the last time you were here?
Pastor Billings and I brought some families from the church here, 4 years ago?
I remember that. We were going to go on that trip. That's when I got my passport.
I vaguely remember that. Why didn't you end up coming with?
That's when my mom got sick.
Oh, yeah. Big scare. Listen, I think this must be Ben Judah's place right here.
So I imagine the dudes in that car over there are friends of the rabbi?
Huh? I didn't even notice them until you said something.
Four guys sitting in a big black car kind of stand out, at least to me.
Interesting. Well, just to be safe, maybe you should wait out here while I see if Ben Judah's home, huh?
Whatever you say. Just don't forget about me.
I'll be right back.
I was looking for the house of a rabbi.
You are one of his followers?
I am a follower of Christ.
Come in, quickly. It is not safe.
Well, Bruce made it in. That's a good sign.
What business do you have with the rabbi?
What?
She asked what business you have with Rabbi Ben Judah.
Business? Nothing. We came from America to talk to him.
Why?
We have a mutual friend who asked us to deliver a message to him.
What message does this friend of yours have to send to the rabbi?
Just that he's okay. Who are you?
Who is this friend of yours that passes messages from America?
I asked you first.
I'm Nina Ben Judah. This is my brother Daniel.
Ben Judah? As in the rabbi is your father?
Shh!
Now, who are you?
Sorry. I'm Judd Thompson. We came from Chicago to see him.
Was the rabbi expecting you?
I don't think so.
Why does your friend want to talk to the rabbi?
We all heard what he said on television about Jesus being the Messiah. Your father has...
Stepfather.
Okay, your stepfather has a unique point of view. Bruce wanted to talk to him about it.
Why?
Bruce is our pastor. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
Then you are a Christian?
Yep. What about you? You believe like your stepfather does?
We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also the Greek.
I'd say that answers that question.
Have you ever been to Jerusalem before, Judd?
No.
Would you like to see some of the old city?
I'd love to, but what should I do with our bags?
I will sneak them into the house. You two go without me.
But Bruce is...
I'll meet you later at Cafe Feldstein. I will tell you where we must meet him then.
Sounds like a plan. That's Eli and Moisha, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So this whole thing must be the Wailing Wall.
That's right. On the other side of the wall, the new temple will soon be built.
Carpathia's temple.
Yes. I have another place to show you.
Lead the way.
Do you know where you are?
Not a clue.
This is the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed and was arrested.
This is it?
Yes. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just...
You think it's strange to walk in the same place that Jesus walked?
Yeah. I mean, I thought Soldier Field in Chicago was cool, but this...
A year ago, there would have been buses filled with tourists here. They wanted to walk in Jesus' footsteps as well. Needless to say, it's less popular now.
How do you feel living here? I mean, in America, this seems so far away. It may as well be on another planet sometimes.
You mean, do I feel the significance? I do now. A year ago, I didn't.
Me neither. If I'd have known then...
You would not be sitting in the Garden of Gethsemane talking to me.
That'd be okay with me. I mean, not that I wouldn't... Don't take that the wrong way or anything.
Don't worry. I know what you mean. Do you have a girlfriend, Judd?
No. No, not exactly.
Do you sometimes wonder if it's even worth it at this point in history?
Having a girlfriend when we only have a few years left?
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought about it. The jury's still out on that one. So, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Could we get some food? I'm starving.
We'll go meet Daniel now.
Have you had enough to eat?
Oh, yeah. That's some killer fresh fruit you got here.
Thanks to Dr. Heim Rosenzweig, we may never run out.
I guess he earned his Nobel Prize, huh?
Trouble is, he is one of Nikolai Carpathia's errand boys.
Daniel!
He is.
He's misguided, that is all.
So, guys, how far is it to the stadium?
Less than a kilometer. Bruce is supposed to meet you by the restrooms on the north end.
How do I get there?
Once you are outside, just follow the street. The stadium is on the same road.
Cool. Well, I guess I better get going.
Will we ever see you again?
I hope so. I had a good time today.
Yes, me too.
Listen, here's an email address you two can write me at. Let me know what's going on, all right?
I will do that. Goodbye for now. Don't worry, it's custom to kiss your brother on both cheeks.
I wasn't worried.
I will just shake your hand.
I appreciate that. Take care, both of you.
You too, Judd Thompson.
Bruce! Bruce!
Judd?
Over here!
Judd, I was beginning to worry, man.
Didn't Daniel tell you I was with them?
He told me, but you gotta realize Nina and Daniel are in constant danger. If people knew who they were, I don't want to even think about it.
Well, I'm okay now. You ready to grab a seat inside?
Hang on a sec here.
Why? Is something wrong?
Possibly. I just got an email from John.
And?
Vicky's been arrested.
She what?
I don't know all the details. Judd, I think I need you to head back home.
Oh, man. Now what has she done?
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.